Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. In spite of some political setbacks, Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray says he'd like a promotion. The Worcester Democrat today acknowledged he's interested in running for governor 2 years from now. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports Murray expounded on his political plans in a surprising location during a breakfast speech to the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce.
On one hand, the lieutenant governor gave the speech you would expect, touting the Patrick administration's record and laying out good intentions for the final 2 years in office. But Tim Murray also said something you wouldn't expect, at least not right now.
I would like to be governor. I think it's okay to say that out loud.
2 years before the election, the Democrat from Worcester stopped short of saying he would run for governor. Murray says that's a decision he has to make with his family and that he doesn't want to start a campaign on the heels of some bruising statewide and national elections.
So happy that the last campaign's over and you want to start another one very soon. I'm just focused on trying to move the agenda, working with the governor. And listen, when things, opportunities present themselves, you take a look at them.
Yeah, you know, he wouldn't be a lieutenant governor if he didn't want to be governor.
Political analyst Dan Payne considers Murray's comment about wanting to be governor a calculated move. After all, the lieutenant governor lost credibility after crashing a state vehicle in a strange high-speed accident a year ago. He's also been damaged by his ties to the disgraced former director of the Chelsea Housing Authority. It's why Dan Payne says Murray has ground to make up.
Murray has got to demonstrate that he does not have such significant liabilities that he would be a sitting duck in a general election against a Republican.
A handful of politicians from both parties are considering a bid to be the state's top executive. Republican Charlie Baker won't rule out another run after losing 2 years ago. Until now, the biggest Democrat to express clear interest in running for the corner office has been Steve Grossman, the state treasurer. That is until Tim Murray staked his claim this morning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.